we're going to clear the decks this morning. I want you all to know that we're doing our very best, and I'm doing my very best to make sure as many of you get your say about this story as much as any other story that we do during the rest of the year. Pat in Ballygassoon. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
I just wanted clarification from you, and correct me if I'm wrong about
this.
You did an interview on BBC television last night with a young woman. I don't know, her name doesn't come to mind.
Tara Mills. So what I did was, Jim Allister, Jim's on holiday at the moment, so that interview with Jim Allister was recorded yesterday. I travelled up the Coleraine for him to do that interview, and thanks to Coleraine University, by the way, for facilitating this. And then I come back racing up the road, did Evening Extra, and then I did BBC Newsline. Yeah.
Right. In the course of the BBC TV interview, it was put to you that, you know, sort of that you, what, how did you value yourself? And you responded quite indignantly, as if your, what do you call it, your integrity was being challenged in some way. And you said something to the fact of, you wouldn't be so arrogant.
Correct.
As to value.
Well, first
yourself.
Of all, I didn't respond to it indignantly. Well, here's what I feel. Let me tell you what I feel, and then you
okay,
can.
Let me say your body language. That's what your body language.
Well, says, you don't need to read body language because you can read my lips, as in you can hear it coming out of my mouth.
I read both, Stephen.
Right. Well, let me tell you what I think. All right. So let me just tell you. The words are what is important. Okay. I wouldn't even begin to put a value, a worth on myself, because I think to do so would be arrogant. I try to negotiate on my own behalf as much as I can. I try to earn as much as I can. No one, I keep on saying this, I didn't come from some type of privileged background where I had any connections in this industry. So I fought and fought and fought to try to do as big a job, as good a job as I can. It's a very competitive industry. But when an interviewer says, well, do you think you're worth more than a nurse? No, I don't.
That's not what
I think. I think a nurse is worth 100 times more than me.
Stephen, that's not what my question's about. My question was, you know, when you responded to that question last night,
yes,
the email interviewer.
Tara Mills is her name.
Yeah, okay. With Jim McAllister, when he put very
Jim
much
Allister.
The same question to, or Jim Allister, when he put very much the same question to you, your response was that you do value yourself, and you value yourself every time you go into negotiation. And you said yourself, you're never out of negotiation.
No, I didn't say.
Reality.
So hold on. I didn't say I value myself.
What do you do, Stephen, when you go into negotiation?
Well, here's what I do. I try to do the best negotiation possible.
For the best money you can get out of the BBC.
Correct.
Is that not valuing yourself?
That's, well.
End of story. That's my question asked. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pat. Morning to you. Tony in West Belfast. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, first of all, I would say kudos for actually doing what you did today in regard to the interview. But in light of the actual way it was trailed and the fact that you were interviewed by the Inquisitor General, Jim Allister, I thought it was all a bit of a damp squib. And at times it almost sounded as if you were pleading the Fifth Amendment. Every time a sort of a relevant question was asked, you come back with a sort of pat answer, well, you can't disclose because of the conditions laid down by the BBC. I just wonder, actually, in light of what did take place, maybe it would have been a better idea to actually cancel the interview on the basis of that because of the BBC's failure to allow you to disclose the relevant information that you've had to cancel. You know, as I say, unfortunately, from your point of view, you appear to be frustrated, but certainly as a listener, I was certainly frustrated. I was expecting and anticipating a lot more than what was given.
Sure. Well, look, let's just talk that through, right?
Okay.
So we will all be, for those of us who have jobs, we will all be familiar with the employee-employer relationship.
Of course, yeah.
So the situation I was in, being interviewed by Jim Allister, is that I'm trying to make sure that all of you who support me, whether you like me or not, you support me by listening to the programmes, right? I was trying to make sure that all of you knew that I want to put myself up for interview. I want to make myself available, okay? And then the team, the Nolan production team, thought that it would be a good idea to take the interviewer out of the BBC so that it is someone absolutely independent. And then Jim Allister is known to be a person who is quite skilled at interrogating people. So that was the at least the integrity of the thought processes around it. Okay? Then the situation I'm in is that I'm trying to do that, but on the other hand, I need to do what every other employee does, which is, you know, you need to stick to the rules of your job. Now, the rules of my job at the moment are this. The BBC have decided at the strategic level, at the very top of the BBC, what it is in the interests of the corporation and the licence fee payers. That's their judgment of what it is in the interest of the licence fee payers ultimately to do. So not my decision. So here's
Let me just finish this point,
and then, of course, you can ask as many questions as you want. So, for example, whether I like it or not, right, the BBC have decided that they're going to publish the salary band, the salaries in bands between 400 and 450 grand. So I said to the BBC over the last couple of days, I think it was yesterday, it might have been the day before, whenever it was, I said, look, can I break it down? So can I tell the listeners, how much do I earn for Radio Ulster? How much do I earn? How much I earn for Five Live? How much I earn for television? Because I would like to tell them. And the BBC said, no, you cannot. That would not be in the interests of the BBC. Now, in that context, what do you want me to do? Walk in here, defy the managers and do it? I can't do it.
Of course you can't. But the point I'm making is that, in light of the fact that you couldn't do what you maybe would like to do, the actual interview became more of a damp squib. And it did seem as if all you were doing was parroting what the BBC basically told you.
Well, I don't think I got an easy ride. I really don't.
Maybe you didn't get an easy ride, but I could have.
And which other presenter on that list put themselves in front of a barrister?
Exactly, Stephen, and that's why I said I give you kudos. But unfortunately, and maybe you can't say this, but I think you were severely hampered by the fact that the BBC refused to give you the opportunity or to actually disclose a lot more information. And that's what came across. And unfortunately, as I said again, as a listener, it was a bit of a damp squib, and it could have been a lot better. And as I say, it sort of had a negative effect on the interview. Could I just ask you one more question?
Of course you can. You can ask as many as you want.
Okay. You see, in light of the apparent, well, it's not apparent, it is obviously, there's a discrepancy there between the pay of male and female employees. Would you be prepared to, as a presenter, in light of that discrepancy, which is there, inequity that's there, would you be prepared to have a reduction in your salary? Because apparently that's being discussed at the higher echelons of the BBC at the moment.
What I'll be doing is, the next time it comes round for me to do a negotiation, I'll be looking, I'm just trying to be upfront here, right? Like, there's no point answering this in some type of robotic false wonderland terms. The next time it comes up for my contract negotiation, what I'll be doing as an individual is I'll be thinking to myself, what options have I got here? Who else is after me? Where do I want to work? How much are they offering me? And I'll be doing a negotiation based on where I am at that time in my life. So I don't think any of you listening to this programme would do it any differently. You kind of look at where you are and you think, okay, I don't have any other options. I do have any other options. There's the negotiation I'm going to do. So that's honestly how I negotiate. You know?
Okay, Stephen, that's fine, but I appreciate that. That's fine. But what I'm asking specifically is, if you're asked by your employer to consider dropping your salary in order to bring more equity in terms of female and male staff doing similar jobs, would you find that acceptable?
Well, it's for the BBC to decide how they are going to address the gender pay gap. It's for them to decide structurally how they're going to do it. And it's for me, depending on where I am, what other offers I have, to negotiate. That's what you do. It's no different than an electrician. I keep on saying it because I mean it. I'm no better than anybody else listening to this programme. So when a plumber comes to do my boiler and I'm desperate for him, then he probably whacks a couple of quid on because he knows I really need him. If I don't really need him and I can get someone else to do the same job, then I say to him, here's the rate, take it or leave it. It depends what the circumstances are. That's the industry we're in. And there will be many people, there have been many more talented people before me and after me that will be doing negotiations. You know, okay, you think. Sorry, yeah, one more question. Go ahead.
Okay,
I just want to bring loads of calls on today. I really do, but carry on.
Okay, this isn't a question. I just want to actually give you credit because a point you made, which is relevant, is I haven't heard of any other prominent person within the BBC doing what you have done today. So, as I said initially, kudos to you for doing that. And I'll give you my respect for doing that as well.
That's really kind of you. Thank you.